gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here this evening. Sorry to disappoint you. It is not Mark Glenn filling in for me. But as I told Mark today, I appreciate him jumping into action. I still haven't quite shook this cold. Shaken this cold. I don't know what the correct grammar on that is. But I'm probably not helping it along sitting here smoking a cigar. But you know what? I'm enjoying the cigar and I'm going to smoke it anyway. Well, we are gearing up for the big Christmas holiday, folks. Of course, they're going to be rebroadcasting on Tuesday, which is Christmas Day. And at this juncture, I am not sure if I'm going to be here Monday night. I may have some plans that evening, my plans contingent on other people's plans for the Christmas holidays, of course. So we're going to have to play that by ear. But thanks again to Mark Glenn. I haven't listened to the show on the archives yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Sounded like it was pretty interesting. And Mark told me we got some new callers last night who had never called in before. And that's always very heartening because that means, I think, that, well, our audience is growing. Now, folks, get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to be doing a couple mini book reviews here tonight, some eminently mainstream books. You know, you can awfully find a lot of awfully good information in mainstream writing about a lot of interesting things, and I'm going to be mentioning a couple books here tonight, one that I've mentioned on this program before, and one that is brand new. Both very interesting books that I would guess probably quite correctly will be of interest to many of our listeners. So get your pen and paper handy on that, folks. I also have a couple of other news items I want to go through about some, I guess, current events and maybe some a little bit of history as well here. I got a call from my friend Van Lohman. This is a change of subject, folks, in case you didn't figure that out. I got a call from my friend Van Lohman out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He's been a guest on this program, and he told me that Mike McConnell, who is a host of a radio show on WLW 700, that's one of the big, powerful, I guess, 50,000-watt stations. It's owned by Clear Channel, this mysterious, maybe not so mysterious operation that's taking over so many previously independent radio stations around the country. Well, Mr. McConnell recently asserted on radio, that American Free Press, and of course that's the newspaper that I write for on a regular basis, as does Mark Glenn, who sat in here for me last evening, he said that American Free Press is the most unreliable and misleading newspaper in the United States, or words to that effect. Well, you know, I ran that by a couple of my colleagues down there at the American Free Press office on Capitol Hill here in Washington, and, you know, all they ask for Mr. McConnell is to just show us where anything American Free Press has reported has been misleading. Show how it's unreliable. Cite specifics. Don't just call names. Cite some specifics. Well, that little reference to Mr. Mike McConnell, who I'm sure will not respond to the challenge, is just to set the stage for some further reflections on Michael Medved's recent attack on both Ron Paul and American Free Press in one breath. Well, maybe it took him two breaths, but we do know he's full of a lot of hot air, a lot of hot, very hot Talmudic air. All right, well, we are going to the break. When we come back, I'm going to bring you some information, maybe a scoop, on Ron Paul. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, the crime capital of the world. Very interesting issue of American Free Press coming out this week. Every issue of American Free Press is interesting. You may not agree with everything in it, but full of a lot of interesting information. In any case, if you are not familiar with American Free Press, do check it out on the internet, the website, that is, at AmericanFreePress.net. Now, I want to apologize to you folks. I said I had a scoop for you. I don't have a scoop for you. I just have an interesting item just to let you know that I've become aware of the fact that a very influential Washington-based, it's not Washington-based, I don't know where it's based, frankly. Doesn't matter where it's based. What it matters is it's very influential. The New Republic. The New Republic is getting ready to do a blast on Ron Paul. And, of course, from what I gather, from what my sources have indicated, that blast on Ron Paul is basically going to be a suggestion that if he's not some sort of racist and anti-Semite and neo-Nazi and Jew-hater, et cetera, et cetera, that he certainly traffics with them, or at least should be repudiating them. Well, the New Republic, the New Republic's a very interesting publication. It was just recently purchased by the Asper family. That's A-S-P-E-R, the Asper family of Canada. They are the Jewish media monopolists who run most of the major newspapers in Canada. There's a handful of very wealthy Jewish families up in Canada who are very, very powerful, aside from the Bronfmans, who are now, Edgar Bronfman is officially an American citizen, but they've always been based in Canada. There's also the Reichmans and the Beltsbergs. But in any case, the Asper family are going to use the New Republic to attack Ron Paul. No surprise, of course. New Republic's a very interesting magazine. Its longtime publisher and owner was Martin Peretz, who is this really horrible, horrible hardline Zionist Jew, who was incidentally, and probably still is, a very, very close friend, I'm told, of former Vice President Al Gore. He was his teacher at Harvard, and they forged a very close friendship. This magazine, The New Republic, is interesting, though, in that even though it tends to take a liberal stand on most issues, it often reflects the thinking on a lot of issues of the Jewish establishment in the United States, certainly on the issue of Israel. It's very, very interesting. They also gave a warm endorsement to the book The Bell Curve by Herrnstein and Murray. Herrnstein, of course, is dead. Murray still remains with us. I believe his name is Charles Murray. And he recently wrote an article for Commentary magazine published by the American Jewish Committee, in which he claimed that Jews were intellectually superior to all others. Well, that book, The Bell Curve, which for some reason, which I've never completely understood, became must reading among many American white separatists, did endorse this idea that that Jews are superior to everybody. And also, this book, as I say, was endorsed by the New Republic for all intents and purposes. Very favorable article in the New Republic. Well, they're not going to endorse Ron Paul. I don't think anybody's really surprised about that. But stand by, folks. There's a lot coming down the pike, attacks on Ron Paul, and we've only just seen the opening guns of it with Michael Medved's recent attack, you know, linking Ron Paul to American Free Press and saying that American Free Press is the voice of the American Nazi Party. Well, Hillary Clinton is angry at the media. Hillary Clinton and her people have been complaining that Barack Obama is getting better media coverage than Hillary Clinton and that Hillary is being held to a higher standard. Now, there's a lot of you out there who are probably saying, oh, that's ridiculous, Hillary's loved by the mass media, et cetera, et cetera. I've said it before, folks. I'll say it again and again and again. Although Hillary shows up very, very well in polls among American Jews, if those polls are to be believed, the record shows that some of the leadership elements in the American Jewish community, particularly the financial figures, they don't trust Hillary Clinton. I will repeat this again for about the 50th time, although no one pays attention to me on this for some reason. I guess because they just absolutely hate Hillary so much, and she really is a rather unpleasant woman, and that's an understatement. But when Hillary ran for the Senate in New York for the first time, the key Jewish fundraisers, as they would in fact describe themselves, were not raising money for Hillary Clinton, even though they had previously raised money for Senator Charles Schumer of New York. No, instead they raised money for her little-known Republican challenger, Rick Lazio. The reason why, folks, is because they didn't want Hillary Clinton elected. Now they're stuck with her, or are they? I am not convinced Hillary is going to... I don't know that Hillary's going to survive these primaries. I could be wrong about that. As I say, going out on a limb like this, making predictions like that, the first thing is you can be proven wrong. You know, I've been time and time again for the last couple years on this broadcast and elsewhere. Again, and I mentioned it the other night, said that I fully think it's a good possibility that Senator Joe Lieberman will be the Republican vice presidential nominee. Yes, I said Republican, the Republican vice presidential nominee this year, or this coming year, I should say, 2008. What I didn't know when I last mentioned it on this program if this past week was that way back on November 10th of this year, William Kristol and Rupert Murdoch's Weekly Standard, and of course William Kristol is one of these key neoconservatives, one of these Trotskyites, he called for Joe Lieberman to be the Republican vice presidential nominee. So don't write off that possibility either, folks. Rupert Murdoch, I have to correct a mistake I made in the December 24th issue of American Free Press, kind of indirectly relating to Rupert Murdoch. I had an article in there on page 7 of American Free Press talking about an article that was published in the New York Post. Now, I said in there, in this article, that the New York Post was published by billionaire Mortimer Zuckerman, the hardline Zionist who served as president of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. Well, Mortimer Zuckerman, in fact, is a hardline Zionist, and he was president of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, but he is not the publisher of the New York Post. He's the publisher of the New York Daily News. Our friend Rupert Murdoch is publisher of the New York Post. And you know, folks, it's funny. I have a very good memory, and I know who's who and which is which in this case, but this is not the first time I have made that error. This is the second time that I have made that error in print, and I've just got to watch myself writing about Zuckerman and the Post and Murdoch and the Post and the Daily News, et cetera, et cetera. But in any case, if you got your December 24th issue of American Free Press, I'm bringing that correction to you at this time. One of our alert readers called it in. Now, this reader also commented something about Rupert Murdoch when he called in, referencing something that I had mentioned about Rupert Murdoch in another issue of American Free Press. And in that issue of American Free Press, I mentioned that although Rupert Murdoch is a hardline supporter of Israel, that his original financial backing came from a group we refer to as the Billionaire Gang of Four, which now includes Bronfman, I suppose, but in the old days it included the late Armand Hammer, the Oppenheimers of South Africa, the Bronfmans, and the Rothschilds. Well, in any case, in that reference to Rupert Murdoch, I pointed out that there are many people who say Rupert Murdoch is Jewish. And then people will debate that and say, well, no, he's actually an Episcopalian or a convert to Catholicism or this or that or such and such. Maybe that he was a Presbyterian. And the official line on this, which is all over the Internet, and also, incidentally, it was once written in American Free Press by a reporter who thankfully is no longer with us, it was suggested that Rupert Murdoch is indeed of Jewish descent, and that his mother, whose maiden name, her name was Elizabeth Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, it said that she is Jewish. Well, you know, folks, I want to tell you something. There's an interesting story about Elizabeth Green and Rupert Murdoch, and you know, just exactly whether or not she is Jewish or not is a real question, despite the fact that everybody takes it as an article of faith because it's now been placed on the Internet probably thousands of times by many people who absolutely insist, they would swear to it, that Rupert Murdoch is Jewish. Well, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that and actually give you some information that may point towards it, but not in the way that many people think. So stay tuned, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Talking about Rupert Murdoch and his mother, Elizabeth Green, whether or not she was Jewish. As I say, it's all over the internet that she is, so my God, if it's on the internet, it must be true. Well, I can tell you this much, folks, that many years ago, the Spotlight had some very interesting and very detailed stories about the origins of Rupert Murdoch. And they were provided by an Australian businessman who had had dealings with Murdoch and who also had a lot of connections internationally with in the Arab world, as well as high up into the Vatican, into honest anti-Zionist, anti-Masonic elements inside the Vatican. So this gentleman who provided us this information was very well connected and very, very knowledgeable. And he was an outspoken critic of Rupert Murdoch. And he assured us that, in fact, Rupert Murdoch was Jewish on his mother's side. Now, yes, his mother's name was Green. But, folks, my understanding is that the Jewish blood coming from Rupert Murdoch's mother's side does not come from her paternal side. That is, that name Green is not, in this particular case, a Jewish name. The Jewish blood, as I understood it at the time, came from Rupert Murdoch's mother's mother's side. So many people out there say, aha, her name is Green. That proves she's Jewish. No, it doesn't. So you see, there's a little twist here. There's a little twist there. And, you know, I'm a stickler for accuracy. And, you know, people damn me for this because it kind of throws their... Throws their heartfelt beliefs out the window. Now, I checked on Wikipedia about Rupert Murdoch's mother. Now, it says specifically. Now, I caution you about Wikipedia. They give my wrong birth date on Wikipedia, and they also say I was raised in an Irish Catholic household, which I was not. But you know, who am I to correct Wikipedia? But my search on Wikipedia about Mrs. Murdoch, the mother of Rupert, specifically says that she had an Irish Protestant father and an upper-class English mother. It goes on to say that virtually nothing is known of her father's background. Her maternal ancestry has been traced to England and Scotland in the 17th century. Then they list family names such as Frederick Henry Alexander IV, F-O-R-T-H. And his wife was Caroline Jemima Sherson, S-H-E-R-S-O-N. So now that name Sherson sounds like it could be Jewish. I don't know, and I'm not saying that's the Jewish connection there. But Elizabeth Murdoch's mother's name was Marie Grace DeLancey IV, again, according to Wikipedia. So, folks, if you want to go around and claim that Rupert Murdoch is Jewish, don't say the proof is that his mother's maiden name was Green. Because, as I say, there is no proof that her father, in fact, was Jewish. In fact, my understanding, as I say, is that the Jewishness does come from Murdoch's mother's side, but not from that name, Green. Now, again, you know, this may be inconsequential to many of you who are listening, but I assure you it's not inconsequential, because when people talk about things, they need to have their facts. And this is one of the facts about Rupert Murdoch. And the fact is that although he may not like to talk about his Jewish ancestry, in the bigger picture, it really doesn't matter, for the simple reason that the people who sponsored Rupert Murdoch were powerful Jewish bankers, industrialists, people such as the Bronfmans, the Oppenheimers, the Rothschilds, and even the late Armand Hammer, along with other powerful Jewish families. So, you know, we're just talking about some basic facts here, folks, that I just, you know, I think it's important to get our facts straight, especially when we are dealing with controversial issues, as we are when we dare to bring up the subject of ancestry and ethnicity. We are going to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to pursue that same subject regarding somebody else who is frequently said to be Jewish, and he's not. Or let's put it this way. Everybody thinks he's Jewish for the wrong reason, and I can tell you exactly how the wrong reason got into circulation. And I am talking about the former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, George Tenet. So when we come back, we will talk about George Tenet, who, as I say, there is absolutely no firm evidence anywhere that I have been able to find through extensive research that George Tenet is anything other than a Greek of Greek descent. Not a Greek Jew, but a good old-fashioned Greek. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, folks, it's time to join the solution. You have your pen and paper handy? Well, I'm going to tell you what the solution is. You take down this number. Take it down right now, please, folks. 866-276-3975. This is your solution to solar power at your home, affordable solar power. You can produce your own energy. No rate increase, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries. You go to that number that I gave you and call it, and the folks that join the solution will tell you what you need to do. Or you can go to their website at join-the-solution.com. Join-the-solution.com. Keep telling myself I got to check that out myself because, you know, I might be able to do it myself. Don't live in a house. I live in an apartment, but I'm sure it's applicable in a lot of places. Now, talking about the facts regarding George Tenet. Now, I have seen it alleged twice in print that George Tenet was Jewish. My friend David Duke has mentioned it in his book, Jewish Supremacism, at least in an earlier edition. And I believe it was mentioned in the Truth at Last newspaper published by my other friend, Ed Fields. And, you know, I've meant to mention to both David and Ed that the story is incorrect. But I can tell you where the origin of the story is, folks. Some time ago, when John Deutsch, who was Jewish, was director of the CIA, Parade magazine, which is now published by the Jewish Newhouse family, big supporters of Israel, they had a big cover story in Parade magazine about what they called the new CIA. And there's a picture of John Deutsch, and along with two of the other top-level people in the CIA. One of them was identified as David Bernstein, and the other was identified as Nora Slatkin. Well, folks, the next issue of Parade magazine ran a correction. That issue of Parade magazine said, yes, that is CIA Director John Deutsch on the cover. Yes, that is high-level CIA executive official Nora Slatkin. Yes, who is Jewish, incidentally, folks. They said, however, we apologize to David Bernstein. Now, Bernstein is about 99.99999% of the time a Jewish name. And David Bernstein was, at the time, an official in the CIA. However, it was not Bernstein's picture on the front cover of Parade magazine. It was a swarthy fellow with a full face, full lips, dark hair, a fellow by the name of George Tenet. So Parade magazine apologized to George Tenet and Mr. Bernstein for having confused them. However, that magazine cover was reproduced, as I recall, in the Truth at Last newspaper. And it was, and of course, as I say, later on, people remembered seeing the picture of John Deutsch and Nora Slatkin and this other person, and they remembered, let's face it, folks, what they remembered was, oh, Bernstein, Slatkin, and Deutsch, three Jews. So it got stuck in people's minds that George Tenet, because he was pictured there, was David Bernstein, when in fact, he's not David Bernstein. I even saw one person raising the question in an email that was circulating on the internet as to whether George Tenet's real name was David Bernstein and that the name George Tenet was just a cover name, or that David Bernstein was somehow masquerading as George Tenet or something like this. I mean, there were a lot of people raising these questions. But no, the explanation is just what I gave you. So, to the best of my knowledge, I have never seen any evidence anywhere that George Tenet is other than what he is generally believed to be, and that is a Greek of Greek extraction. Not a Greek Jew, a Greek who practices the Greek Orthodox religion because that's the religion of his family and his ancestors. Now, if someone has absolute proof that, in fact, George Tenet is a Jew who is secretly pretending to be a Greek Orthodox, I'd like to hear it. But I'm just telling you, that's the story. That's another one of those stories that's taken on a life of its own. And, you know, it maybe really doesn't matter. Although in the case of George Tenet, I think this is interesting to point out, that there is evidence which has been published which suggests that even when he was serving as CIA director, George Tenet was not exactly on the friendliest terms with the Israelis. And there is an old history of this, people inside the CIA being hostile to Israel. Former CIA director William Colby was one of them. And it was my late friend Andrew St. George who actually set William Colby up with some very influential Arab interests for which Colby was going to go to work until Colby died in that boating, quote-unquote, accident, which nobody in the intelligence community, I understand, actually believes was an accident. And in fact, as Andrew learned at a funeral attended by many, many high-ups in the intelligence community, including some Arab folks, they said, look to the Jewish as the source of who was responsible for the demise of William Colby. So, as I say, folks, Rupert Murdoch, probably of Jewish descent on his mother's side, but not from the name Green. George Tenet, no evidence that he is Jewish. He's just a plain old Greek Orthodox. No offense to the Greek Orthodox out there. I don't think I've ever known any Greek Orthodox people who were plain in any sense of the word. And I have some very good friends who are Greek Orthodox. And incidentally, not very fond of our friends in Israel. Okay, well, I was planning to give you some information on some books here, but we have a number of callers lined up here. And I'm going to go first to Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, come on up.
Hi, good evening, Mike. How are you?
How you doing tonight?
Good. Listen, when I heard you start off the program there with book reviews,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention to you, I haven't heard this book talked about very much on talk radio, but it's by M. Stanton Evans. He just came out with a book. It's called Blacklisted by History, The Untold Story of Senator Joe McCarthy and His Fight Against America's Enemies. I had seen a program on C-SPAN where I saw M. Stanton Evans give a talk on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a bookstore in Washington, D.C. Anyway, I found it very interesting, you know. And it's based on 6 years of research. It's like over 600 pages. And right now on Amazon, there's 43 customer reviews up there, in case your listeners might want to take a quick look there, you know.
Well, you know, Jim, it's funny you bring that up. Every time I have turned around over the last couple days, I shouldn't say last couple days, over the last couple weeks, people have been referring me to that book. And I took a quick look at it. In fact, the Barnes Review, I found out, is selling the book. I have to be completely honest here, and this is going to upset a lot of fans of Senator Joseph McCarthy, but I have to be completely honest here because, well, I just the way I am, I think the book is very, very flawed in many ways because it doesn't tell the real story of how Joe McCarthy came to where he was. And, you know, I've actually talked about that on this show, and I probably should do it again. I'm sure I'll make a lot of enemies doing it.
I remember, Mike, I think it was probably well over a year ago.
Exactly,
You devoted a whole program to that topic.
Yes, in fact, I did, now that you mention it. Yeah, and, you know, I'm gonna have to do it again because, like I say, I don't know how many times I've turned around and people have said to me, have you seen that book? And I said, yes, but it's missing some very key elements that I have to think Stanton Evans. And I know enough about his background and his political connections. I have to think that his choice of deleting that information was probably deliberate. Now, I want to say this without going into details on Joe McCarthy. I am anti-communist. Always have been, always will be. But if we look back at the whole issue of the Cold War, and as it has led up to today, we find that there were some very definitive Jewish interests manipulating both sides of the debate over communism and anti-communism. And unfortunately, Joe McCarthy was caught in the middle of that. To make a long story short, but as I say, I'm going to devote another show to it and just go through that information again, which incidentally appears in my book, The Judas Goats. I hate to promote it, but this material was available long before I wrote The Judas Goats. But the fact is that Joe McCarthy was manipulated from the very beginning by a group called the American Jewish League Against Communism, which was financed by a clique of Jewish financiers led by Bernard Baruch and others. And basically, what we had was a Jewish family fight going on, and Joe McCarthy was being directed, maybe the word is misdirected. It was essentially an effort by Zionist Jewish interests who wanted to go after the Stalinists. That's kind of a 50-cent way of describing a very, very complex story. In fact, Joe McCarthy was right. There were many of the people that he pointed out were indeed communists.
Right.
Good Lord, God knows that the Truman and Roosevelt administrations were rife with communism.
Right.
You know, and communists. So in that sense, Joe McCarthy was right, but there was much more to the story of Joe McCarthy, and I must point out something that occurred to me, I think, after I talked about it on the show. Some of the very people that Joe McCarthy was most vehement in targeting, such as General George Marshall, General Marshall was one of the people who most strongly advised President Truman against announcing U.S. support for the State of Israel, recognizing the State of Israel. He even threatened at one point to resign as Secretary of State. So I can't help but think that a lot of the enmity towards General Marshall was actually a reflection coming from the people who were directing Joe McCarthy. I think Joe McCarthy was a very sincere guy, but he was being manipulated in ways that he didn't realize, and it's kind of hard to criticize him, but as I say, again, I'm a stickler for detail, and if the details don't always exactly come out the way we want them to be, that's too bad.
Right. Well, you know, Mike, I think it would make a fascinating article for you to combine the best of your research and insights and knowledge of the case along with some of the best of the research that Mr. Evans has come up. Because he makes some interesting points. I mean, for example, he says that there's three separate lines of evidence that confirm that Joe McCarthy was right about the infiltration in U.S. government. He says the FBI files, the Venona documents, and the East Bloc archives that became available, you know? So, I mean, he does have interesting things to say.
No doubt about it. As I say, I looked at the book. It looks like, I meant to pick up a copy of the book the other day, and I got distracted by something else, but I am going to read the book. Incidentally, those Venona documents are a very interesting item in and of themselves because as our late correspondent for the Spotlight, Andrew St. George, pointed out in the Spotlight years ago, a careful reading of the Venona documents will demonstrate that, in fact, a lot of the people who were acting as Soviet spies were actually also doubling as agents for Israel's Mossad. If anything, they were more loyal to the Mossad than they were to the Soviet Union. So they were actually... They were Russians. Well, they weren't Russians. Generally, they were Jews, but they were Jews who were ostensibly KGB operatives, but really they were more loyal to the interests of Israel. So that's a story in and of itself. That whole period, you know, is so complex. And in fact, one of the books I intended to review tonight, which I'll have to hold off for later, but I will mention it for those who want to run out and check it out, and this may interest you, Jim, is a book called The Mighty Wurlitzer, How the CIA Played America, and it's published by a guy, the author is a guy named Wilford, W-I-L-F-O-R-D, and it is a very, very interesting overview of how the CIA was setting up front organizations during the Cold War, student groups, Catholic groups, labor groups, feminist groups, you name it, and how they were trying to manipulate public policy. And what's interesting in this book is that you find that even in that Cold War period, there were strange splits within the intelligence community where you had these... Well, what you actually had was a lot of these Trotskyites suddenly came into the CIA's loop and became frontmen for the CIA in the campaign against the Soviet Union, but they had their own agenda, and they were kind of latching on to the U.S. intelligence community to carry it out.
Right.
So it's a very interesting area, and, you know, I'm just going to have to go out maybe this weekend and pick up that Evans book, and I'll talk about it again. I'm glad you called in and mentioned it, because it passed through my mind at some point over the last several days in one of my broadcasts. So I will talk about it at some point in the very near future.
All right. Good night, Mike.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jim. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to go to Mike from Illinois. Mike, we're getting ready to come up to the break, but I'm going to go ahead and bring you up.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing tonight?
It's funny you mentioned McConnell. I actually heard about your show through his show.
Oh, really? That's interesting. That's funny.
Yeah, here in Atlanta, we got his, what is it, the broadcast. I know he's out of Cincinnati, but we got the broadcast, and a caller called into a show and said, was arguing about the Jewish influence on the media and referenced your book, and that's where I looked it up and found Republic Broadcasting and your radio show. It's
well,
funny.
I guess I'm going to have to say something, well, maybe not maybe not about Mike McConnell, but whoever that caller was who called in. Actually, I have a feeling I know who that caller was. He's a guy I've known for many, many years from Utah who monitors a lot of the national broadcasts and calls in on them on a regular basis, and he very nicely promotes my books. All right, well, Mike, hang on for the break here. We'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Mike aboard with us. Mike, it occurred to me over the break, if I'm not mistaken, when you were engaged in that give and take, or actually he was giving and taking both, Michael Medved, as he is wont to do, I think the subject of Rupert Murdoch's Jewish ancestry or non-ancestry, but I think there is ancestry there, came up. But also I recall Michael Medved bringing up the Rockefellers and proving that, well, the Rockefellers are Baptists. Well, you know, that's funny, too, because over the years, people have always said, well, the Rockefellers are Jewish because their name appears in an American directory of Jewish families. Well, that's true, but the fact is that the reference of the Rockefeller family in that book is the fact that a member of the Rockefeller family, I believe Godfrey, the brother, I believe, or nephew of John D. Rockefeller, married a Jewish woman named Helen Gratz. So that's why the Rockefeller name appears in that directory. However, there is a large possibility that the Rockefellers were originally French Jews whose name eventually was turned into Rockefeller. So again, you know, it's a case of what many people think to be the proof isn't the proof at all. It may satisfy some people who are not sticklers for detail, but it doesn't satisfy me. So right. What can I say?
He also mentioned, I remember you referenced this on this past Monday show, how, you know, as proof that Jews didn't get us into the Iraq War is that the majority of Jewish senators voted against invading Iraq.
That's funny.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, in a debate setting, that sounds like convincing evidence. Like, here
exactly.
I am. And, you know, well, I mean, if the Jews voted against it, then what are you talking about that we went to Iraq? And, you know, I just stuck to my guns, and, you know, I'm not the world's best debater, but I just stuck to the point that
I think
AIPAC
you handled
controls
it pretty
the
well.
Congress. And it doesn't matter who votes what. AIPAC controls the Congress, and Israel controls AIPAC. Just keep that in mind.
They had the majority of the votes that they needed, and that gave the others wiggle room to pretend that they really didn't want that war, but believe me, I don't need to tell you, I don't need to tell most of our listeners, that the organized Jewish groups in this country were all hell-bent on getting us into war against Iraq. And, well, you know, now it's fashionable after the fact to say, oh, well, you know, polls show the majority of Jews don't support the war. Well, you know, if I were Jewish and a big supporter of Israel, I wouldn't publicly claim in it to a pollster of all people that I actually supported the war because, after all, we don't want the war to backfire on the Jews. That's what the Jewish leaders from Israel were saying about the Iraq war when they started making public noises about it. They were saying, this could backfire on us, so tell your people in the United States to keep quiet. Mike, you know, you handled it quite well with this Medved, and, you know, he's a liar, and he will lie, and he's good at it. What can I say?
Well, he's very gifted at that. He's spinning his little web of deceit. And I'll leave you with this. The fact that he said, what was it? Oh, you know, Mike, Jews don't control the media. You know why? Because none of the major news anchors have ever been Jewish. Let me just prove it.
And he did mention Katie Couric, by the way, whose mother was Jewish. Well. All right, folks. If I don't see you on Monday night, have a Merry Christmas. I will be back here on Wednesday. This is Michael Collins Piper wrapping it up for the week. Thanks for listening in.